is the future.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
It's alive!
It's the sound of science!
Sometimes complicated and costly isn't the best way to approach an engineering problem. Two Grand Valley State mechanical engineering students took a step back and simplified a way to help a little girl use her arms for the first time. Joe Kissling's part of the team that has constructed the Angel Arms exoskeleton. Joe, how'd you get involved in this project?
We initially got involved with this project when we took a medical device design course at Grand Valley State University. They emphasize what's called project-based learning. So it's kind of minimal instruction. The ideas and projects are given to the students, and the students have creative and design freedom to solve the problem as they see fit and to learn along the way, which is actually quite unique in the engineering setting, at least. You know, we're taught big on theory, but we don't get a whole lot of hands-on application. But there was a series of projects that the university had reached out to local caregivers, local hospitals, to look for ideas, problems that they can task the engineering students in this course to tackle. The groups of problems that came in were then assigned to the students based on their skill set. Me and Brooke Schaefer, the other student, were given this project because each of us have experience working with 3D printers.
So what was the project and what was the challenge?
The problem was given to us as this little girl, her name is Lila, has difficulty using her arms because of her medical condition called SMA, which is spinal muscular atrophy. When the project was assigned to us, she was 17 months.
So here's a little one. She's not even quite 2 years old. She has a disease that's a muscular wasting disease, right? Kind of like what's known as Lou Gehrig's disease, only for a little child. So she wasn't able to make full use of her arms. What does your device, the Angel Arms exoskeleton, do for her?
It essentially neutralizes the weight of her arms. If you think about when you're in water, you're neutrally buoyant. It's really easy to move with minimal effort. The exoskeleton arms simulate that. They support her arms, and the weight, if you will, is canceled out by a series of springs and elastic bands that affix to the frame.
So she's able to do what because of having your device?
Before the device, the weight of her own arms was too much for her to lift. And by extension, she couldn't even lift a teeny tiny little cheese puff to feed herself. Now she can pick up the cheese puff, feed herself. She can write. She can move her arms and knock over the toys if you've seen the videos. She has the majority of the range of motion that she would have had her muscles not atrophied. We've given her all the motions that we or any other child would take for granted. We've given those to her.
And I've got to imagine there are, I'm sure, custom-made, very expensive devices that might help a child like Lila, but you really came up with a way to do it at a much, much lower cost.
Yes, there are devices out there that solve the problem. What we've solved is nothing new, but the problem is that those devices cost an extraordinarily large amount of money. One of them, we learned, price was $18,000. A lot of that cost kind of comes from the FDA, the business world. You know, there is cost that these companies incur developing these things. They've got to make that back. They are businesses, after all. But we decided to take an approach that kind of cuts out all those parts. That's why we've gone with the open source route. That allows us to leave the cost solely on the materials that it takes.
And you actually used a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
The 3D printers, they're amazing tools for a project just like this. Custom parts, you know, low production runs. We're only making one of these. They're great for the environment because they have very low waste. 3D printers can make much more complex geometries. They can build shapes that traditional manufacturing methods simply can't do.
Joe, I have to imagine getting out of the classroom, out of the textbooks, and into Lila's home, working with Lila, working with her family. What has that done for the way you view your calling as a mechanical engineer?
It's been a reaffirmation of the calling. Where I got my undergraduate at the University of Texas at San Antonio, I joined the Order of the Engineer. You take an oath to design with the person in mind. And one of the big themes of the Order of the Engineer is that our duty is to the public, is to the people. It's not to our wallet. It's not to my monetary gain. And so for me, it was actually seeing a project that had a significant positive impact on this person's life that was like I chose correctly in my calling and my skill set. My duty as an engineer is to better the lives of everybody.
Joe Kissling is a grad student at Grand Valley State University's Mechanical Engineering Program and one of the inventors of the Angel Arms exoskeleton, helping little Lila right now be able to use her arms. Congratulations on what you've done for Lila, and it'll be exciting to watch you leave your mark on people's lives in the future, Joe Kissling.
Well, thank you very much.